This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we wrap up 1 Timothy with The Laborer Deserves His Wages, A Different Doctrine, The Love of Money, and Guard the Deposit. And then we head back to Genesis for The Call of Abram. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess
that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you. to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the helper of all who call on you, have mercy on us and give us eyes of faith to see your Son, that we may follow him on the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. A reading from Hebrews chapter 7. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. They came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." They called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, in the ancient world, life was hard for a blind man. There were no cell phones with which a blind person can instantly talk to anyone that he wants. There were no computers with which a blind person can easily listen to nearly any book. There was not even Braille, with which blind people until recently could read quite a few books. There were likely no seeing eye dogs and no jobs. And I don't know what the worst thing would be, but perhaps the worst thing would be that without sight in the ancient world, you could not look for anyone or seek anyone out. All you could do is listen to who comes your way and cry out and yell if you're looking for somebody. In Scripture, nearly every blind person is described as being a beggar. There was really nothing else they could do but rely on the pity of friends and strangers. Now, here is the faith and prayer of blind Bartimaeus. He heard a crowd going by. He asked what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He had heard talk about the power and kindness of Jesus. Jesus had healed many people, and the blind man heard about it. He believed that Jesus could help him too. This is his big chance, his golden opportunity, and he is going to take it. He believes what is said about Jesus, and he trusts that Jesus can help him. That's an example of faith for us. That's how it happened for all of us. I hope you'll agree. We heard about Jesus from mothers, fathers, perhaps grandparents. We heard them reading to us, praying with us, speaking to us about Jesus and the great things that he has done. We were brought to church to hear preaching and receive sacraments. Or perhaps we came to the faith later in life due to the word spoken to us by a friend. Now, what we heard, of course, is far better than what blind Bartimaeus heard. He might have heard about Jesus' miracles, and that's it. But we have heard also about Jesus' sacrificial death and his powerful Easter resurrection. We know the whole story, and our parents have told us and brought us to the church where we could hear and receive more. Blind Bartimaeus, then, is an example for us of how faith comes from hearing. Then the blind man cries out. He prays, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And many people were rebuking him, telling him to be silent, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Finally, Jesus hears, calls Bartimaeus to himself, and grants his request. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way, on the path, and as Luke says in the parallel account, he was glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. And that's what we do here in worship in the church. Now, what can we learn from this? There are some obvious things. For example, listen to right preaching about Jesus, believe in him, call to him in prayer. Those are obvious. But what else? What else can we learn from this? I think there are at least three things. First, did you notice that the people tried to stop the blind man from calling upon Jesus? Many rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Those people who rebuked him seemed to be Jesus' friends and companions, and yet they are striving to silence the voice of faith and of prayer. They don't want to hear it. Now, does that sometimes happen today? I think you'll agree it does. We see it far too often. People who seem to be Jesus' friends silencing the voice of prayer and faith. Sometimes denominational leaders do this when they teach falsehood, oppose faithful pastors and congregations, or simply neglect their biblical duty of church discipline. Sometimes bad pastors do this too, and so do bad teachers, bad lay leaders, bad Christian fathers and mothers, or bad Christian politicians. It's a crying shame. Sometimes those who seem to be Jesus' friends and companions actually want to silence the voice of prayer and faith. But Jesus is listening. So take comfort. He hears your prayer. Be like the blind man. When the majority, the many people, tell you to keep silent, cry out all the more. So that's the first thing. Second, do not let the voice of prayer be silenced by anyone. Usually it's not church leaders or members who are trying to silence the voice of prayer, especially not in our day and age, not in this culture in which there's so many that are opposed to true Christianity. Usually it is others in the world who do not want you to call upon Jesus Christ. Have you been afraid of what your friends would say? Do not let the voice of prayer and faith be silenced by peer pressure or fear. Do not let it be silenced in your homes. Do not let it be silenced in public. And then live a life of repentance and faith that agrees with your prayers. And third, recognize that you too are blind. You and I, by nature, are blind spiritually. That means that we do not recognize the truth of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit unless he opens the metaphorical eyes of our soul to believe. Okay, that's what we are by nature. But you are here. You are believers. You are not spiritually blind, not anymore. You actually believe what Holy Scripture says, and you have come to hear his word and have your sins forgiven. So today I do not say to you that you are spiritually blind. Instead, you are really blind. You are physically blind, at least to some realities, some spiritual and supernatural realities that go beyond the abilities of your physical eyes. When it comes to divine things and the presence of Jesus, we are literally blind. We do not see God. We do not see heaven and grace. We do not see Jesus' body and blood in the Holy Supper. And so we have to rely upon our ears. Faith comes by hearing. When we come to the Lord's Supper, we have to rely on our ears to know that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. We hear his word with our ears. This is my body. This is my blood. And we know that he is present. And we cry out, "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." And then one day, after we have died, we will be able to see God as he is, face to face. So you are not spiritually blind. You are physically blind, at least with regard to some things. Yet you believe that God is present and that the body and blood of Jesus will be present for the forgiveness of your sins. We are all like blind Bartimaeus. Jesus has passed by and healed us, and we have started to follow him on the way. And that's what you're still doing. You follow Jesus here in this place and wherever you live your life, and you have the privilege of crying out to the Son of God all the more with the voice of prayer and faith. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the entire number of the baptized, that trusting in the Lord for every need, we may rejoice in his bountiful provision for our souls and bodies, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors and servants of the Word, that our loving Father would pour out on them the gift of his Spirit, for the work to which he has called them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace among the nations, for good and wise leaders in our country, for faithful and caring civil servants, for well-prepared and effective teachers in our schools, for new and useful scientific research, and for the development of new and beneficial technologies that our lives in this world may be peaceable and well-ordered, let us pray to the Lord. For the poor and needy, for those in prison, the unemployed, and all who are burdened or downcast, that God in his mercy would cheer their hearts and grant them relief and comfort, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are sick, that in Christ's embrace they would experience healing according to his good and gracious will, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all who approach the Lord's table this day, that in the eating and drinking of the Lord's body and blood they may find perfect healing, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord has
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh.
that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.